entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, this show's going to be full of prizes, surprises, and lack of interest.
Why? What's wrong?
Because I saw the way you walked into the studio.
Yeah.
And I can just tell.
On time.
Yeah, on time.
Prepared.
We are going to have a team meeting, and I'm going to lay down new ground rules for 2022.
Yeah? What would the first rule be?
30 minutes before broadcast, unless we're on a remote.
I have to show up.
And then a remote, you have to be there an hour and 15 minutes before.
How long?
An hour and 15 minutes.
For what?
You got to set up. Like, we have a remote in a couple weeks.
That's true. At the Festival of Speed.
Well, no. The Festival of Speed is a booth that we have.
Well, but we have to set up for it.
The remote is from the PGA Golf Show.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to be there to set up, to schmooze, to talk to our guests. You don't just plop in with your Big Mac and beer and Mountain Dew and Diet Coke and all that crap and just think, okay, showtime.
Well, that's what we do when we're naturals. We don't really have to prepare.
All right. So then today's show will be produced and executed
oh, Lord.
By Steve Linnae. That way, at least we know we'll get it done properly.
Steve Linnae is the anchor of this show.
He really is.
He's holding it all together.
I told both of you. Never mind. I don't want to get it.
Go ahead.
No.
Always get it off your chest.
I don't want to do that.
Welcome everybody to the program, at least. Let them know what's going to happen. Do you want to listen to Knockout Radio every Wednesday at this time?
Some other things are coming, too, by the way, in 2022.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all the Best Harris Ever nominee, Caleb Harris, is coming on today?
He is, but he says that he is not. I told you, he was all nervous after I had him do it because he thought that Walt was going to beat him up.
Yeah, well, it's a competition. there's a lot of Harris's competing for that title, the coveted title of Best Harris Ever.
So my brother was down here not too long ago, and I bought him a game-used Astro, I don't even know what the dude's first name is, Harris,
right?
Number 36, which was his number at Alabama. And I gave it to him, and he's like, hey, this is pretty cool. And I said, you know what would be really neat? Because I've thought about it. A, I don't have the house, and B, I don't have the money to go out and obtain Harris jerseys from all over. From,
sure.
You know, all different sports, baseball, basketball, football. You know, you got Tobias Harris. You know, a lot of Harris. The guy, have you seen the commercial with the baby?
No.
It's a commercial, and then they're like, he's bringing a baby out in a little stroller on the football field.
Okay.
And then he goes and burps the baby and then runs to the end zone because it's not a baby, it's a football.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that. Okay.
Dude's name is Harris. Yeah. I don't know if you realize that.
Did not know that.
So my brother's like, yeah, this will be pretty cool. And he starts to do a little investigative reporting, and he goes, oh, I see. The expense isn't even going to be in the jerseys. It's the freaking framing.
Oh, the frames are outrageous.
Oh, it's brutal.
I mean, I have a cycling jersey I rode to New York with. And I tried to get a frame. It was like $600.
And I know I used to work for former Tampa Bay Buccaneer John Gilmore. I took this part-time gig. I'd go in the morning at 6. I'd do some work for him and stuff. It was kind of cool. And I was helping John out, who's a good dude. And I saw what the markup is.
Yeah.
It's like, allegedly, $32 to frame a football jersey. And they charge $800. Go to this. I don't want to say their name, but it's similar to Mitchell and Ness. It's similar to Mitchell. And you go in with a 50% off coupon, and it's $700. I'm like, yeah. It says 50% off. Oh, no, we're normally $1,500.
It's unbelievable.
It is absolutely.
I mean, you have a fortune in your dungeon of framed jerseys as I look around.
I thought about maybe doing something very cool out at the brand new tour/tournament/Spamalot/pizza place.
Yes. Well, yeah. Call it a resort. We have a pool on site, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, but I saw fish in it when I was there the other night.
Well, Steve O'Neill needs something to do when he's there. I mean, did you see what Steve went fishing the other day?
No.
I asked what he caught, and, you know, other than COVID. I guess they're...
That's not funny these days.
Well, I mean, fishing for COVID is pretty funny.
Bruce Arians has COVID.
I heard.
And you talk about a screeching halt.
They might actually win now if he's not calling plays.
First of all, he doesn't call plays.
Well, he lost to the Saints 9-0. Like, they should take him out. Like, get out of here. Fire him. Can't they send him somewhere else? Don't they do that to people like Urban Meyer? If you don't win, they ship you back to where you came
from. Is it disrespectful to call you a moron live on the radio?
No, that's my name.
Okay, all right, because I was going to call you a moron. First of all, Bruce Arians doesn't call the plays.
Well, what's he do then?
He's the general, and the general sends his lieutenants. Have you ever watched Shark Tank?
Yes.
And when Mr. Wonderful said how he sends the soldiers into battle,
yes,
which is his dollar bills, and they come back with more dollar bills. So he just sends his lieutenants out.
So he doesn't actually call plays or like run the team.
He doesn't call plays.
He doesn't. What does he? He doesn't do anything on defense either.
No, he is a defensive coordinator.
Wow,
I'm really glad you're up on this sport.
That's the greatest job ever. You do nothing. Except if you get fired when they lose, because you did nothing.
So does your staff. So new protocols in the NFL, and what I was told was effective playoffs, but it went into effect yesterday. They're limiting even less media out of practices. I'll be curious to see what happens media covering events. You know, as I've covered every game so far this year, home and half of the away game, so we'll see. But kind of interesting how it happened just before the playoffs.
Interesting.
Just before that Super Bowl run. Just before that big rematch between the Green Bay Packers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, they don't want the scrutiny. They don't want the questions. They don't want the pressure. They don't want the...
All right, speaking of, and I know you're not, throwing these things out for me to latch on to, but I did something that I normally don't do.
Okay.
I got involved in something that doesn't pertain to me.
That's not true. You like to stir the pot.
I'm not stirring the pot, but, you know, people don't like a particular female reporter.
Okay.
That covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
After last week's game, we had the opportunity, because I'm in on these as well, when Antonio Brown sat down and Jenna Lane asked a question
that
people are very upset about. And I did something I normally don't do. I stuck up for another media person.
Okay.
Because I typically don't want to be involved. You know, I don't like a lot of things that, you know, media people do and blah, blah. So I stayed on my side.
Because most of the stuff
they do, hated.
Most of the stuff they do is to get a rise, to get clickbait, to build their fan base. It's all self-serving. So
first, somebody posted that, and they did this when Rick Stroud first reported it. Then they said Jenna Lane should lose her credentials.
Okay.
Okay, why? Then they questioned, they didn't believe that she basically works for, well, she does work for the Four Letter Network. I mean, she reports for the on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for ESPN.
Okay.
Here's something that I really need people to understand. If you are in the media, if you are covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it doesn't make you a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. I remember vividly in Philadelphia covering the Bucs versus the Philadelphia Eagles for the right to go to the Super Bowl, and there were two Buccaneer reporters who were basically crying when the game was coming to an end.
Because they're fans.
Yeah, they're fans. And most out there are fans. I'm probably the only one who says I'm really not a fan. You know, it's the day I stop is the day I'm done and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, they were definite fans and they were in tears.
Wow.
Do you know why they were in tears?
Because
they were Eagle fans. And they were crying as we were getting ready to go out on the field.
Wow.
First of all, I don't necessarily think, not only do I not think you have to be, I don't necessarily even think you should be, because then you're jaded.
Sure.
You know, your job is to report. Your job is, they're like, she's a beat reporter. She shouldn't. What do you mean she shouldn't? Or any of the other, you know, knuckleheads that are out there. You know, that's their job, is to cover the team. Not cover fluff stories. Not cover what's handed to them. They're supposed to report what's going on out there.
Right.
They're supposed to, you know, if there's a scuffle out on the field, do you not report it?
You always report it.
Well, and again, I know people that don't report certain things.
to keep the team clean, to make it look not so bad, to cover up
relationships, the this, the that, the blah, 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 blah. And back in the day before, you know, cameras and cell phones, it was easier to do that.
Right. Now everything's exposed.
And
mic'd up. I mean, players have microphones on them during the games now.
And I still don't understand. I talk to this guy on a regular basis. He is in charge up in the press box of that microphone.
Okay.
So he knows when to turn it on and turn it off.
Sure.
You know, it's like on after they break the huddle, it's and then it's off before. And, you know, that way the huddle's not, you know, because if he screws up, he could – here's the play, and they're announcing it, and you know, live on the air. But I've had players tell me that they forget that they're wearing it.
Really?
And I've always never believed it. How do you forget? But they tell me you just get caught up in the game.
Yeah.
You know, and the adrenaline, it's your job, the right. Adrenaline, it's work.
And you've already got so much foreign objects on your body, pads and splints and
stick them. Yeah, oh, that was old. Okay, that was the Raiders. Speaking of the Raiders. Matter of fact, I still have a Lester Hayes jersey that still has Stick'Em allegedly on it. How ironic. On Christmas Day, my wife and I watched the whole thing on John Madden. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, the Madden game. And I had the opportunity to meet him when the Raiders played the Redskins here at Tampa Stadium back in the day. I was at the hotel. And John Madden is and was one of those bigger-than-life people.
Yeah.
You know, boom, bang, bang. You know, when he would do those drawings, and you go over here, and you don't even know what the hell he's saying. He sounded like Lemmy from Motorhead. Over here, and over the bang, boom, boom, and now it's a touchdown. But one of the biggest icons of the sport.
For sure. And the guy with the most, like, Greyhound miles of all time. Because it didn't fly.
Well,
he took a bunch everywhere.
It's not that he didn't fly, because when he was the head coach for the Raiders, he flew.
Really?
He had to.
I thought he didn't fly. I thought that was his thing. That was his shtick.
No.
I thought he was afraid of flying.
He was afraid of flying.
Really?
You know, he was petrified to fly. He didn't like to fly.
Did he take RVs? Wasn't that his, like, legendary?
That is legendary, and that's what he did when he left his coaching and got into broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can't take an RV or a bus, and believe me, it was like home away from home. You know, when he was in Oakland, you couldn't get from Oakland to New England in 20 hours.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and then turn around and get back, and, you know, so it was after,
okay,
you know, his coaching career.
Well, you're right. A legendary figure. I mean, in the video game world, it was a standard. John Madden, every year we look forward to, like, the new release. And then the curse of being featured as the featured football player. And then injury the next year was imminent. I mean, it was what a guy, man. What a voice.
Warren Sapp retweeted, Warren Sapp retweeted a photo of him wearing his All Madden jacket.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, here's a lot of these players, you know, whether it's Warren, whether it's, you know, Brett Favre, whatever. The elite of the elites, right?
Yeah.
The biggest names in this sport, in this game, and all they cared about was being on the All Madden team. Okay. And being upset if they didn't make it, and get, you know, how many times have they contacted the Madden people when the game comes out and says, how could you rank me so low?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I want to be ranked higher. And typically they're like, well, then play better on the field. You know, we have no say in that. But yeah, so John Madden passed on. Ironic, like I said, that we watched on Christmas Day. Well, we're just going to hang out. We're going to have a good time. I doubt we're going to open phone calls, because then somebody like Matt may call in. I could see you.
I'll call myself.
I could see you doing that.
It'd be a stimulating conversation.
Yeah, it would be the blind reading the blind, or the dumb leading the dumb. That would definitely be dumb and dumber.
We'll make it a bowl game.
When we return, I want to voice my displeasure that you didn't answer your phone this morning.
Really?
Yeah, because I had something really cool set up. Wait till you hear what it is when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allsop from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
You're invited to the 17th annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
It's back. Outback Bowl 2022. Be there New Year's Day for a first-ever matchup. Big Ten's Penn State with superstar receiver Jahan Dotson versus SEC's Arkansas Razorbacks with dynamic quarterback KJ Jefferson. What a game. Outback Bowl. Don't miss it. January 1, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
This is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, a.k.a. Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
All right, we are back. A lot of stuff to get to on our last broadcast of, I can't even believe it's 2021,
almost,
which means 2022.
Just a few days away.
It's crazy.
Sunday.
No. I believe that'd be Saturday. Saturday.
I was on the first.
That's typically when the new year starts, on the first.
Well,
I'm going back to Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumbest.
So the Saturday is the first. New Year's Day Saturday. Is the Outback Bowl.
That is correct.
A tradition for the Knockout Radio crew.
I believe this is my 30, possibly fifth. Now, it hasn't always been the Outback Bowl. Back in the day, kind of just went blank what it was called. It'll come back to me.
It was a lawnmower bowl, wasn't it? With a big bad boy lawnmowers?
No, that was the Gasparilla that's changed names.
Okay.
God, it was just on the tip of my tongue, and now I forgot what it was called. But it'll come back.
Before Outback?
Yeah, which was a long time ago.
The Bonefish Bowl?
No, Chuckles. two entirely different things. So I tried to get a hold of you this morning because I was going to attempt to do a live remote from the Orlando area. I can't say from Disney, but from the Orlando area, as your favorite human being is walking around the grounds of Disney World.
My favorite human being?
Your favorite human being, Dave Portnoy. He's chilling out. He's walking around. He's at the Star Wars. I guess he's now going to go down to Miami, you know, and hit that game up.
Okay. The Michigan game? It's the Michigan Bowl
game. You believe
game.
That's Friday?
It is Friday.
That is Friday.
Yeah.
And I watched a thing, and, you know, I try not to watch a lot of the four-letter network because I just don't like them. Even though I told you the story about Dan Orlovsky, who I now follow because he was cool enough to respond to a Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he didn't credit Alex Kappa, so I got a little hurt. And, you know, I had to stick up for my guy.
Yeah.
I'm getting a new co-host, by the way.
Oh, thank God. Yep. Finally. I mean, I got to go run a restaurant, so I don't have time to prepare for this show.
Well, all of a sudden?
Yeah. I'll start as soon as I'm replaced.
There is a new, I better not break it.
No, break it.
No, I better not.
Break it.
I can't.
Just do it.
Well, I haven't been given the authority to break it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was going to say who it was, and I'm like, maybe he doesn't want people to know that he's moving to the Tampa Bay area.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, it is big.
So he's coming down just for the show.
No, he's not coming down just for the show, and he doesn't know he's going to be involved.
Oh.
But once he moves here...
You're just going to make him do the show.
I'm going to say, hey, you need to do the show for the same reason I do, pizza.
That's true.
And now that there's pizza, Bronx Wanderers will be in town in 2 weeks.
Nice.
So we're going to have them out at... What's the name of the new facility?
It's just Tour de Pizza.
Is it really?
It's still the same. It's just Tournament Day Pizza because I couldn't use Tour de Pizza.
Why can't you? Is there a restraining order?
Yeah, I can't go 500 feet within myself. I'm not allowed to be around me.
God, I wish I was not allowed to be by you. I really do.
But no, it's Tournament Day Pizza. It's Tour de Pizza, but it's basically all about champions. You know, I want it to be the standard.
Well, I thought you were involved.
I'm a champion. I have a cup. I didn't throw it in the crowd like Derek Lewis.
Yeah, you have a cup, all right.
But I have.
I want you to drink a shoey out of it.
But the point is, when you...
Most cups have those holes in it, so how are you going to drink a shoey?
I want...
cuppy.
Maybe it's Jello shots. I don't know. But what I want is I want people to win something, whether it's gymnastics, softball, bowling. As you can see the other night, I probably have a bowling trophy as well.
Well, you don't because, again, as everything that you do, and let me explain to the people across the country, across the world. Matt has a big mouth. I'm not sure people knew that yet.
Well, my mouth writes a bunch of checks.
That you can't cash.
Then my butt has to cash those checks.
No, that you can't cash.
Well, I tried to cash.
It doesn't matter whether you try.
I was close.
Close is in horseshoes and hand grenades.
And bowling.
And yeah, you were close. But you said
you
would bowl a 200 game.
I did say I would bowl 200.
I have seen people bowl the way you do. Grab a ball, don't look, throw the spin on it, and everything falls down. I saw pins fall from another alley.
Well, it's because that's called the earthquake. That's you have to throw the ball in the air, make the lane bounce, and then it shakes. That's a technique, Randy. I went to school for that.
Well, I couldn't find a ball that I wanted. I couldn't because all those players had 412 balls on each lane.
So what night was it? Tuesday night? Media night. We had we were invited to Splitsville. To be a part of the...
I think it was Monday night.
Was it Monday night?
Yeah, last night was Tuesday.
Okay, Monday night, we were invited to Splitsville in downtown Tampa at Channelside, where the two teams are in town for the Outback Bowl.
That's alleged because we didn't see many of the teams.
Well, I did when I got there because I got there before you. I was waiting for my credential to come. It didn't show up, so I just went ahead and made myself welcome and comfortable. But the Arkansas... Arkansas. It's another team with AR.
We call them Arkansas.
Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Penn State, what do they call them? Nittany Lions?
Nittany Lions.
What's a Nittany Lion, by the way?
I don't know. Look up their thing. It's like a white bear.
Are they ferocious? Are they? Why would you call your school a Nittany? I've never heard of a Nittany anything.
Well, how many of those logos and names and stuff, you know, have you ever seen before? Have you ever seen a Buckeye? Seriously.
I mean, from a tree?
Well, that's where Buckeyes come from. Most people don't know that, but yeah.
I mean, I don't... Yeah, I've seen. I grew up in Indiana.
Have you ever seen an eagle born?
Eagle born?
Born. No. Hatched.
No.
So If you go to, I think it's Channel 8. I'm not sure. It comes up on Facebook on a regular basis. They have a camera that's watching this eagle that has two eggs. And it was kind of like that giraffe. Remember the giraffe? What was it, a year ago? Everybody watched for like 2 months.
Baby giraffe. Yeah.
And that's what's going on with these two baby eagles.
Okay.
So it comes on. We're waiting. So everybody jumps on and nothing has happened yet. The shell or anything.
They get the money on the revenue from the stream. So build it up, make people tune in and stay engaged and keep making money. So according to the Google.
Isn't everything Elias? According to Elias.
A Nittany lion is a mountain lion or cougar. Mountain lions roamed the State College area until 1880. At this time, the remaining mountain lions were removed out of Pennsylvania. People still report seeing mountain lions on occasion, but it's extremely rare.
Right. Of course, it's a lion because they're called the Nittany lions. But if you look at it, doesn't it look sort of like a polar bear?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's a lion. I mean, I get that.
And then the Razorbacks is...
That's what you do when you shave.
Razor your back.
Razor your back. You back the razor up.
So we had a chance to bowl with the Razorbacks. The Nittany Lions had already taken off. They were walking around.
Were you not proud of me that I didn't get involved in that fight?
Which fight?
There was some ugliness getting ready to go on.
Yeah, but we hate... Listen.
All I asked you was, were you happy that I didn't get involved?
No, because I wasn't surprised. Because, like, there's a difference between a scuffle between football players and a scuffle between bare-knuckle fighters and UFC fighters. Like, we surround ourselves in and out of the most dangerous people on the planet. These guys are just football players, and they have big mouths, but they can't do what the other guys do. So if it was, like, real fighters getting into, like, the same scrimmage, I would be concerned for your safety as well as mine. But it's... college football players. They're not harmful. Okay. No response?
No. I don't know how you want me to respond.
So. I thought you like fight the server for like closing down the buffet line. I mean, I thought that girl was getting a black eye for sure.
First of all, that's not true.
She had no, there was no pulled pork. There was no sauce for the pulled pork.
The chicken
was dry.
There was absolutely nothing that young lady did wrong. You know, I wasn't upset at her.
But she was the bearer of bad news.
Well, no, the bearer of bad news was the guy that was empty and was shutting it down 20 minutes after it started.
And then an hour and a half in, she was like, hey, you can take whatever you want home. I'm like, I really don't. Do I have to? And then, but we had a great time. We got to bowl. You guys got to see my skill. I ended up one pin short of my goal of 200. I delivered.
So you're a loser. You couldn't.
I promised a 190. I promised a 200 game, and I delivered a 199.
And you couldn't back it up.
But in frame three, in all fairness, they said time's up, that they're going to shut the game down. So at the last second, yeah, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm a bowl one frame between my legs, and I got an 8 out of 10, and that held me back.
I'm sure you didn't catch what I tried to do to you.
You tried to stall, so like, I did. You were up there, like, thinking about your laundry. Like, you were stalling.
It said 1 minute remaining.
I saw.
And at the time, I was beating you.
Well.
No, I was.
Yeah, because my points hadn't counted from frame two.
Right. The strike didn't
count.
You
were in frame four.
No, I was in three. You were coming up next.
In fact, that game, you and Steve combined only had, like, 204. He had a 101. You had, like, a 110 or something.
I wasn't even trying.
Me either.
Yeah, oh, bull crap. Yeah, whatever. You were talking to the ball.
I was teaching.
You were kissing the ball.
I was doing the Tiger Woods fist bump. You know, when the putt drains, you got to do the fist bump. And then I was teaching the Razorbacks how to, like, throw the ball. So, I mean, I'm pretty valuable.
You're an idiot.
But the next time, I will break my high score. And
there will be no next time.
Well.
Not with me, at least.
Then we'll at least just take a break now. We'll be back after the messages. This is Back Out Radio. Listen.
Listen.
Listen. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
I'm just jamming.
I see. I see. That's your boy, too. Chris Sims.
Chris is a good dude.
Stay in touch with those. You stay in touch with the old Buccaneer guys, after they move on?
Some.
Yeah.
I think we're under attack.
Are we? Yeah. Well, it's almost the end of the year.
Yeah, I stay in touch with a few of them. A few of the guys, on Facebook. James Canada's on there. Cozy Coleman's on there. I talk to Dwight Smith from time to time. Corey Ivey.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes the Green Ivy at Fenway. We have a conversation.
Okay.
I miss the old days. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I miss those guys.
Do you miss the intimacy of the locker room where before technology and before phones and where they could actually be themselves and not have to worry about it making it to the APY or being a viral sensation?
It is totally different.
Yeah.
And I've told a lot of the guys that I get it. I understand. I don't have a problem, because they're standoffish. They keep it separate. And, back in the day, and I'm not going to say too much.
Yeah.
But there were events that I was always invited to. And there's other media that's invited to those things now. It was just different. Back then, you very rarely would see media. There was a particular weekly event that I would go to every week in somebody's house,
uh-huh.
in a player's house.
Okay.
You know, I mean, nothing illegal or anything. It's just a get-together of a bunch of players
sure.
and me. And I would deliver drinks. I would do it. No, I'm only kidding.
Hey, I need you Tuesday and Thursdays.
At Tournament Pizza. All right, a lot of things to get to, but it's that time of day. It's that time of the week in this program on Knockout Radio. So let's go catch up with Joe over at Sleepin' Train.
Hey, thanks, hey. Randy. I have some great news for your listeners today regarding passive income through investing. Imagine having a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment to fuel your dreams and passions. That's right. Why let your hard-earned money just sit there instead of making it work to generate consistent income every month? Hello, folks. My name is Joe. And if you've ever thought of day trading but found it too difficult or scary, I don't blame you. Did you know that more than 80% of day traders fail? Well, we've got a solution for you. A fully automatic day trading software program that you simply just turn on and let it run. It does everything for you and all you do is check it out at the end of the day. It's fully automatic and it's AI or artificial intelligence based, which means you have a solution for generating a substantial passive income. Look, the software takes the human element out of trading. Folks, if you're not making a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment, that's right, monthly return on your investment, you need to call us now. So get a pen and paper and write down this website and phone number. I'll repeat it a few times. The website is www.sleepandtrade.com and the phone number is 727-597-4377. This software has been running for over 5 years with great success. How successful, you may ask? How about 85% accuracy on the trades it takes? This software is built on consistency. And what people are looking to do nowadays, especially after the pandemic, is looking for ways to work from home. And with this software, you can run it from any computer device, your desktop, your laptop, or tablet, or even your cell phone, and you can earn passive income. Guys, you don't need to know how to day trade to use this software because it does it all for you. Look, where are you going to find 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing anything? So if you'd like to see it, hear it, and witness it for yourself, all you have to do is make an appointment by calling the number at 727-597-4377 and you can sit in on the short session that we have from your home or from anywhere and watch the software work and find out details and do your due diligence to see if this program is for you. Today's third grader can run this software, by the way. It's that easy. We've got clients aged 18 to 85 that are making money while they sleep. So don't be shy if you're looking for an opportunity to make a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing any work. Sleepintrade.com is the website and phone number is 727-597-4377. Attend our sessions, see it live, ask questions to see if this is the right thing for you. Once again, the number is 727-597-4377.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepintrade.com for our full disclosure.
Definitely the opportunity of a good return. And I get excited, you know, around the holidays when you get that 20%, you know, return on all those gift cards.
Yeah.
You know, and I load up sure. on those too.
Speaking of that, we had a Christmas while we were on break. I haven't seen you since the big magical day.
Okay.
Wow. How's your day? How's your Christmas?
It's all right.
Do you remember like being a kid? Do you remember being raised where your mother would tell you or your father would be like, if your friend jumped off a bridge or told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it? Like, do you remember that parenting tool?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and I love this story, by the way. A mother reported an incident that happened the day after Christmas, or they could have just wrote December 26th, that Alexa challenged a girl to touch a penny to a live electrical socket. So the question is, who's the fault? Is it the bad parenting for not teaching your children better? Because if somebody told you to jump off a bridge, Randy, would you do it? Or is it
Here's my first response. Here's my first response.
Yeah.
How old was the child?
10-year-old. 10-year-old child. Or young adult, depending on.
10-year-old isn't a young adult.
It could be.
No, it's not.
I mean, don't they get married in some countries at 13?
Well, because they're told to, and that's not 10. And whatever. Don't get me started on that. I'm going to blame the electronic device.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 10 is still a little too young to have some common sense, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't think my daughter would put a penny in an electrical socket.
Your daughter would beat the crap out of Alexa. I mean, so your Alexa knows not to tell your two daughters
to do something. You know what happened? They started to team up on me now. Like, I used to just wrestle one at a time. Now I have to protect my backside because I get a hit in the head or a belt. Like, they started using weapons.
Your two youngins are not like most normal people.
That's true.
Because, and I've talked about this, you know, you watch movies. You know, the incident that happened, the alleged incident that happened in the streets in London with Chuck Liddell, where, you know, the big fight and all that kind of stuff, and that they came separately. No, you attack all at the same time.
Right.
And same with the movies. They don't. They attack separately. Kudos to your wild children,
yeah.
You know, who finally have learned you attack together.
They're learning how to jump people. I'm a proud father. And
well, she is part Brazilian. They are both part Brazilian. Yeah. And that comes naturally.
Yeah. And I took her to see the new Spider-Man movie, The No Way Home, which was pretty good, got to say. I mean, I see you wearing your 8-Man Strong shirt. It looks like the Spider-Man logo the way it's...
Shocking.
It's funny how that works.
It's funny how I'm in an 8-Man Strong shirt.
It's funny how it's the same colors as Spider-Man and actually the same font and the way they spell it.
How many Spider-Mans have they had?
There's three in this movie. They brought all three of them back together in the movie. So you had the original one, Toby Keith or whatever.
Toby Keith? He's an awful big Spider-Man.
Well, he did the musical.
Did he carry the solo cup with him?
Yeah, and then Derek
Lewis. You know, they're
Lewis,
my buddies that
wrote. Derek Lewis did a shoey out of it.
My buddies are the ones that wrote that song.
What is?
The Red Solo Cup.
Really?
Yeah. I was in an episode of their TV show.
Really?
It's called... Almost Famous.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they shot a portion of it. We were at some golf tournament. And so I was with the brothers. And I forget the other guy's name who, when they kind of separated, he went and started to run the Dallas Bowl.
Oh, okay.
And they went to a school up in Oldsmar. I can't remember the name of the private school. And allegedly, just so that I can, you know, protect the guilty. When they came into town, they went there and they were asked to leave.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I get that often.
So, yeah, the TV show was called Almost Famous.
Wow.
And they've written a lot of songs. Huh. And matter of fact, on Red Solo Cup, so I'm watching it. The first time I saw it on MTV or whatever, I was watching it. You know, and he starts singing. Toby Keith is singing it. And it might even have been at a CMAs or one of those. Because I remember Toby Keith walking in the audience towards the stage when all of a sudden two guitar players are walking behind them, and that's the brothers.
Huh.
And then when I Googled it, they're the ones that wrote. What an intelligent song that is too. Red Solo Cup.
Tell you what, that Red Solo Cup's going to save my career. You know, I mean, you know that the lines on the Solo Cup are for measurements. So it's like 1 ounce for, you know, like, so it's designed so you can like bartend. So, and since I don't know how to bartend and I have a full liquor bar now, I have to learn. So Red Solo Cups are going to be a standard.
Well, why are you going to just go with red?
Wow.
Is that racist that you're just going with red and you're going to leave out the yellow Solo Cup?
Do they make yellow
Solo
Cups?
They do. They make yellow. I've seen yellow. I've seen blue.
Well, then I guess I got to cover all spectrums.
You do, because there's going to be somebody that's going to be very offended that
all
you don't use.
All hues are welcome in my restaurant.
All Solo Cups are welcome.
My favorite color.
All Solo Cups matter.
My favorite color is clear. So I'm going to have a clear Solo Cup.
I'm sure they have those.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. Championship, semi-championship Friday. Alabama, and I watched on the Four Letter Network, I started to tell the story earlier, where one of their stars said that they haven't gotten any respect all year and that they believe they're the underdogs against Cincinnati on Friday.
Huh.
And all you can do, if you get down and bow, is get down and bow to Nick Saban.
Sure.
Because he has that team believing that they're the underdogs.
Yeah. The GOAT. Best ever do it?
You have to say yes.
Yeah, I mean, even taking over like Bear Bryant legacy.
Well, the reason that I think you give him the credit, A, it's an entirely different world now.
For sure.
But he won at LSU.
Yeah.
And he won at Alabama.
That's true.
You know, and it is just totally different. And I think you have to look at not just the fact of them winning the national championship. I think you also have to look at how many players he puts into the NFL. And not just how many players he puts in the NFL, but how many first-round draft picks
sure.
he puts into the NFL. But he's had three quarterbacks right now.
Yeah.
His last three quarterbacks are playing in the NFL. You may say that Tua is not in that category, but he's playing. Yeah. And how about what the Miami Dolphins just accomplished? First time in the history of the football league.
What did they do?
You're not aware?
No.
They are the only team in the history of the NFL to have a seven-game streak.
What does that mean?
Seven-game streak. They lost seven straight games, and then they won seven straight games.
They're the only team to ever do that?
They're the only team to ever do
ever?
That. Ever?
Ever. Really?
Ever.
You would think that that's...
Well, you've had teams, and the Buccaneers fall into this as well. They've lost more than seven straight games.
Right.
But this is the only team that lost seven straight and then won seven straight.
Wow.
You'd figure somewhere, you know, what does it say? A monkey finds an acorn in the middle of the forest or whatever?
The Buckeye.
Well, no, I'm not a big Ohio State fan. My favorite day of the week is when Ohio State loses.
Really?
You know we're being thrown off the air today.
Why?
Well, because Lola's an Ohio State
alum. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've never liked Ohio State fans.
Well, it was great to be a part of the network.
Hey, you know.
Hopefully she can be like impartial, like media.
Oh, she's awesome. She, yeah, you know, she'll take it out on me, not you, and then I'll take it out on you, not her. It stems from when Ohio State stole a national championship from Miami, and you know, all these fans are pounding their chest like they did something. They didn't do anything. A referee let plays slide. Speaking of which, how about I don't know if you saw it. You probably didn't. The awful missed call in Cleveland the other day.
I heard about it. I saw like the Twitter world go nuts, but I didn't see it.
So somebody asked me, is the no call, is that more important than his 412 interceptions that Baker Mayfield threw that day? And I said, yeah, it's more important. Because after the third interception, they were still in a position to win the game.
Right.
So they were able to fight back, battle back, and be in a position to beat Green Bay, which, let's be honest, would have helped the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because, you know, people are worried right now that the Bucs are sitting in the fourth seed. They will not be in the fourth seed when it's all said and done.
Okay.
It can't be. It can't play out that way. Because the other teams higher are playing each other. And the only reason why Dallas is two and Tampa is four is because there's a three-way tie.
Now, why does that matter? I mean, does it matter at the pro level as much as it does in college, like for ranking?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because they're all professionals. First of all,
one of the biggest lies in all the sports is on any given Sunday, any team can win.
That's true.
It is not true.
Why?
All right. The New York Jets. The New York Jets cannot win on any given Sunday.
They could if they want to.
No.
Believe me,
they want to.
They try hard enough.
They do try. They try 100% as hard as they can. And the New York Jets are not as talented as the other 412 football teams.
But if you make it, if you go through collegiate programs, you make it to a pro team, you go to the combine, you have the speed, you have the skill set, you make it to the NFL, you get drafted,
mm-hmm.
you are just as talented as anybody else
not
in the
true.
Field.
Are you telling me Cam Newton right now, Sam Donaldson right now, and if you watch them play Sunday against the Bucs, you should be able to answer this question. Are either one of those two as good as Russell? What's Russell's name up in Seattle? Russell Wilson. Or Patrick Mahomes.
But they were never the same because Russ Wilson's a small little quarterback.
Hold on a second.
He's like a gnome.
You just said they're. I'll take Russell Wilson over either one of those two. I will take Russell Wilson.
But that's a different player. It's a different position.
No, it's not. It's the same position.
It's a different player.
I will take Russell Wilson over Sam Donald sitting on Cam Newton's shoulders playing quarterback.
I would take Michael Vick over Wilson or whatever his name is, Russell. I would take Michael Vick. They're different. They were more similar in players. They both had their legs to worry about. You had to worry about containing the run. They had the option, and they also had an arm, and they could throw.
Well, I would do that, too, until Vick went to prison.
Yeah, but even that, I would take him in my fighting circles as well.
Wonder if they could ever use him in the Longest Yard Remake 3. He could be the quarterback.
He's paid his dues.
Burt Reynolds was in one. Adam Sandler was the quarterback at two, and Vic could be three. And I don't know if you saw this. I saw this on the internet somewhere. The last dog from that whole ordeal just passed away.
Oh, did it really? Yeah. Wow.
So, not to bring me
back. But I don't even know what happened there. It was just his money, right? It's his house.
He backed it.
But he wasn't a part of it. I never heard that he was actually there in attendance and doing it.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't think so. But it was crazy to see how he got shunned at Media Row at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How nobody talks to him. Nobody engaged with him. Nobody, you know, it's like everybody lives in a glass house, like never made a mistake.
I don't remember who the company was. It was this mattress firm. No.
The mattress
company. Hold on. I don't remember what company it was. Yes, I do. I do now. It was a local company who sponsored this radio show as well. Heavily involved in the UFC. When the UFC went to Philadelphia and Michael Vick was with the Eagles, he wanted to sponsor one of the fighters with a anti-Vick logo.
Really?
Yeah, and the UFC wouldn't let him.
Wow.
Speaking of the UFC, Dana White and Jake Paul going at it.
Yes, Jake said, you know, you're a cokehead, and Dana lashed back, said, look.
Well, I believe Jake took the you're a cokehead from Dana calling out Oscar De La Hoya.
Right.
Recycled it.
And so then Dana said, look, I'll let you randomly drug test me for cocaine for the next 10 years if I can randomly drug test you for steroids over the next two. And then
he hasn't responded.
Yeah, crickets. Like, I mean, Dana's the GOAT. He's got all the power. He has all the juice. It's Dana's world. And then after the pay-per-view, so the disappointing numbers that only sold, I don't know, like 70,000 pay-per-views.
I think it was like 65.
65,000. Dana has all the power now. Like,
Jake don't care.
Jake's not coming out with nothing.
It doesn't matter. And this is, again, I can't believe I'm sticking up for Jake Paul. You know, I'm arguing on Twitter with somebody who does PR for a couple of the older fighters. You don't like him. Okay, get over it. He's laughing, and this is what I just tweeted. He's laughing all the way to the top hat of the ring of the three ring circus.
Yeah,
you know, he could care less. You think he cares? You think he cares that it was only 65,000 views, pay per views?
I think so.
I don't think so. I
think he cares
because he got paid the same amount.
I know, but if you're Logan Paul, you don't get paid.
Yeah,
because if he calls out Floyd Mayweather for not paying him his $5 million purse.
Well, you want to be careful when you call out Floyd Mayweather.
Why is that?
Well, because there's deserts in Vegas.
Yeah, but Floyd's what, 4'3", and
it's not Floyd. You need to
110 pounds.
It's not Floyd you're worried about.
Why?
Because Floyd doesn't go anywhere by himself.
That's true. He's got like those 7-foot gorillas around him.
Yes. Well, no, they're 7-foot men.
Well, yeah.
And I've heard stories.
Really?
Ask Keon.
I'm sure.
I'm sure he knows.
It's true.
There's stories.
But he's got to pay his money, right? I mean, how does that work?
Well, first of all, Paul's biggest mistake. I learned this lesson when I went to Germany with Tyrone Booz.
Okay.
So Tyrone Booz went to Germany, Hamburg, Germany, to defend his WBO cruiserweight title. He shows up and he's given a check. First, they send us to a dump of where he's going to train. And they're like, we're not doing this. Then they hand him, or I don't remember if it was Jimmy, you know, his trainer, a check.
Okay.
They said, we're not taking this. What do you mean you're not taking this? We're not taking a check. Well, first they said, we'll pay you after the fight. They said, no.
Right.
That didn't happen. Which is what Paul just did.
Right.
He's willing to wait. I don't care if you're Floyd Mayweather, if you're Tournament de Pizza on First Avenue, you know, just like this radio show. You don't run commercials and then hope to get paid. You get it up front.
Right.
So then they gave him a check, and they again laughed at him and said, this ain't going to happen. Send us back to the airport. I was there. I saw this. They're like, what are you talking about? They're like, we're not fighting unless you give us a cashier's check.
Oh.
Because once the fight is over,
they don't need you anymore.
It's over. Yeah. And if Tyrone loses, you don't have the belt. He's not paid. It ain't going to happen. And so like 2 hours later, they came back to the facility where we were training and handed him a certified check for X amount of dollars. And Tyrone handed me the check. And he said, under no circumstances do you give this check to anyone, including me, until we get back to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
This is my down payment on a house, blah, 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 blah. But no, they tried to railroad. And, you know, if you fight, and then he did eventually lose the fight, now you've lost the belt, and you're going home. How are you going to get paid in Germany?
Yeah.
For that matter, how are you going to get paid in Pensacola? You don't do it unless it's a cashier's check.
Well, I'm going to start requesting my my payment for the show. No more compliments, Randy. I want certified checks.
Well, it's ironic because we have been talking about something and someone else and a check and how long it takes to get and such on and such on in something you're involved in. And, yeah, I mean, that's how you do it. And I blame Paul, you know, for not getting the money, not getting the payment.
Well, back in your day, like, you had to get a check. I mean, that's how transactions were
checks
done.
Checks are fine.
Checks were done. But now we have technology. Like, they're crypto guys. You couldn't just transfer, like, from Cash App or Venmo, and you think they would have got paid before.
You would have thought, and checks are fine. Just until it clears, don't bother me. Wow. You know, send me a check. We'll write up a whole thing, a promotion. You know, we'll do whatever you need me to do. I'm more than willing to get involved. But until that check clears, because once the show's over and spots run,
yeah,
once the fight's over and you win or lose,
sure,
you're SOL.
And historically,
all right,
it's
1 hour down, 1 hour to go. We will be back after the top of the hour. Here comes the
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen
Porting